We're going to talk about small business now here on the Talk Station. As we are have joining us here this morning, we have a special interview with ASBL Communications Director Chris Gunn is joining us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about the ASBL, first of all, and what that's all about.
Well, the American Small Business League is a small business advocate. We're based out of Northern California, and we advocate on behalf of small businesses that do business with the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Okay, small businesses that do business with that is your specialty, or that are you welcome to all small businesses, or?
Well, we're welcome to all small businesses, but I'll say that the federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in mm-hmm. the world. They spend about $500 billion annually. Small businesses are entitled to 23% of that, which is about $123 billion a year. Mm-hmm. And these are small businesses that are providing services anywhere from janitorial services or goods like paper products, computer products, or even really specialized parts for DOD weapon systems and things of that nature. So we're talking about there are small businesses in your local communities that are working with the federal government, and we're advocating on their behalf.
Okay. And how many members do you have?
We reach a constituency of 100,000 small businesses. We also work with a network of...
Well, do they actually join? Is that how you're set up, or is it... Is it more of a lobbying association? Just curious, how do small businesses interact with you?
It's a combination of both. We have a membership that pays monthly dues, it's a yearly dues system. And then outside of that, we also accept donations from small businesses. Other than that, we do contact small businesses that are registered to do business with the federal government via the Central Contractors Registration. Mm-hmm. In order to do business with the federal government, you must be registered with the CCR. And we contact those small businesses, let them know about things that are going on, and send them essentially legislative alerts, try to stay in contact with as many small businesses as possible.
Okay. And just reading some of the materials, it sounds like you basically kind of have a beef with the Bush administration and the SBA. What is that centered on?
Well, the idea is that large businesses are receiving federal small business contracts. We've known this has been going on for years, but we've really kind of gotten deep into it since 2002. And by large businesses, I mean businesses like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Raytheon, L3 Communications. Essentially, large corporations with thousands and thousands of employees are receiving federal small business contracts. And the federal government is reporting those contracts towards the small business procurement goal. Mm-hmm. And that goal is 23% of all federal procurement. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that those companies are not counted towards that goal, and that we have a true reflection of exactly how many contracts are going to small businesses, so that the federal government can be more effective in meeting that goal.
What does the federal government define as a small business?
Well, right now, there's a pretty complicated set of standards that define a small business according to the federal government. But the most general standard is 500 employees.
Mm-hmm. Which would be pretty big around here.
Yeah, be pretty major. You better believe it. Right.
And in most places, I think that's a pretty major employer, actually. But when you have under that, again, counting for federal purposes, counting as a small business. So can you give us some specific examples, maybe of a contract that went to a Fortune 500 company that could have gone to your local mom and pop?
You bet. Yeah. We work with a small computer manufacturer, or rather a small computer reseller. Mm-hmm. They're based out of Northern California as well. They have been doing business with the federal government for years and years. It's my understanding that they were competing for a small business set-aside contract, which is a contract that's literally set aside for small businesses. They ended up losing the contract after kind of an exhaustive period of applying for the contract and working out the details to a large company based in Holland with 17,000 employees in 26 countries. The company's called Berman MV, which is my understanding is now Corporate Express. And this happened a number of years ago, but it's a perfect example of essentially a large corporation coming in and working under the guise of a small business to obtain a small business contract, And on paper, there's no way for the federal government, without really paying attention to the problem, to stop that contract from being counted towards that small business procurement goal.
Well, let me ask you a question about that, just to help me understand the process. Again, we're talking with Chris Gunn, the communications director for the American Small Business League. Now, if they came in, swooped in, and took this set aside contract. Is the federal government claiming that, oh, well, then we set aside another one for another small business, or are they just saying that that does count as a small business?
They're literally saying that that contract counted as a small business contract.
Certainly need to be held accountable for that.
Right, exactly.
But I want to ask you about a little bit about the background of the process, too. But first of all, what is H.R. 5819?
H.R. 5819 is the SBIR, or Small Business Innovation Research Reauthorization Act.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done is they've actually literally modified the definition of a small business to include large venture capital firms. And so the idea is that right now, the cornerstone of the definition of a small business is that small businesses must be independently owned and operated. And what they're going to do is allow venture capital firms to come in and own up to 49.9% for a single venture capital firm, or up to 100% if multiple venture capital firms work together, essentially, to own that large percentage of a small business and still maintain that independently owned and operated definition for the purposes of the SBIR program.
Mm-hmm.
But our concern is that by modifying the definition of a small business and really breaking down that cornerstone of independently owned and operated, they're creating a very dangerous precedent for venture capital participation and essentially a large business participation in other small business programs. It's really just a hop, skip, and a jump away from really eroding small business or programs, rather, that are designed for small businesses.
Again, when the rules are in place, it's not fair to change the rules in the midstream as you're charging or change the or you know, to sidestep the rules, basically. But let me ask you about the rule in itself. Why are set asides fair?
Why are set asides fair?
I mean, why should a certain percentage of contracts be set aside for small businesses if another business might be able to either handle it more efficiently or do it cheaper?
Well, that's a great question, but it's really a numbers game when it comes down to it. Small businesses are the backbone of the U.S. economy, and really the middle class economy.
Mm-hmm.
98% of all businesses in the United States have 100 employees or less.
Yeah.
89% have 20 employees or less. And I would say that your average company has 10 employees or less. So you're really looking at a situation where a majority of the companies in the United States are small businesses. Being as the federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world, it's only fair that they have that 23%. In fact, we contend that it probably should be higher than 23%.
Well, I mean,
because you're really looking at that, the rest of that money going to really a handful of large companies. And these small businesses can do the work. They can compete, and they can compete on cost as well.
Right. Well, we're real champions of small businesses here. My biggest concern is that we want to see that they are allowed to fairly compete for that cost. I'm just not real comfortable with the whole idea of set asides anyway. Of saying that somebody wouldn't have to compete for costs, or wouldn't necessarily have to. They only have to compete among themselves. But that's a conceptual thing. But once it's on the books, and once it's been passed by Congress and our government system, that's passed by our legislators, and that's the way we change that, is to change those laws. So that's what you're advocating here, really, is with that bill, so not have it pass.
You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And there are some problems with set aside contracts, and it's really kind of, when it gets down to it, it's, you have to take it on a case by case basis.
Mm-hmm.
So say, for example, set aside contracts for what's called Alaska Native corporations. There's a lot of abuse within that program. Mm-hmm. And it actually turns into a situation where large companies come in and actually serve as mentors to small businesses and essentially funnel contracts through those small businesses. So we have seen some problems with the set-aside programs, but in many cases it's really a good thing for many of these small businesses.
I mean, after all, most large businesses started out as a small business.
Exactly.
At one point in time, and we don't want to do it. It's something that might actually inhibit someone's growth either. So that is a more of a philosophical argument than a practical one at this point in time. If people want to find out more about the ASBL, how can they do that?
They can visit www.asbl.com or just give us a call at 707-789-9575. You know, we've got a wealth of materials that we can send you, and we always love to field questions.
Again, we have a lot of small business folks that listen here, so they can pay attention to that. Chris, again, thank you for joining us this morning. Chris Gunn, the ASBL Communications Director, about important topics about small business. This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station.